This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Politicians, policy, and what's happening in Parliament. It's our politics professional on Joy Drive.
It's been another big week in politics. Joining us to break it down is Noah Seckham, federal politics reporter with the Community Radio Network. Noah, big day today.
Well, it's been a big week, Warren, more than just today.
Let's start with the big news out of Parliament House up there. We've had a defection from the Greens to Labor. How's that all going?
Yes, well, in one of the most surprising and I almost want to say strange, but I mean, it's up to the individual. The most surprising move that Greens Senator Dorinda Cox, who's a senator for Western Australia, has defected to the Labor Party. So this was announced on Monday, which is very sneaky because for those of us in Canberra, we actually had a public holiday.
Oh.
So it took a little while to notice that one. And so she has defected to the major party, which is something that I have not seen in my time here, and it's very rare that this happens. It comes after Lydia Thorpe defected to just the crossbench in 2023 around the Voice to Parliament referendum. But this instance from Dorinda Cox, she says, has been because her values line closely with Labor more than the Greens. And she did say that she was originally a member of the Labor Party when she was younger, before she was a member of the Greens Party. So
that makes it in her eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So in her eyes, it's just a values alignment. Here we are. And it's worth noting that she wasn't up for election in May. So she was halfway through her term. It's not as if she's been voted in and in for 6 years. It's only 3 years left, but still quite a surprising move.
Now, obviously, a values alignment doesn't sound like a major thing for someone, for an individual itself. But in terms of the parties, how have they each reacted respectively?
Well, there are so many things that are very interesting. Even the idea of a values alignment, she'd put her name on a media release just a few days ago about the Northwest Gas Project and pretty much saying how dreadful that was for climate. And yet now she's joined the party that is okay with that and pushing ahead with it. So in an interesting sort of first issue to put together during this whole movement. The Greens leader, Larissa Waters, says it wasn't necessarily surprising, all things considered, but she wished her well as she went on. However, we've gotten from another Greens senator today, Sarah Hanson-Young, saying that she should have actually resigned in doing this move because she was voted in as a Greens MP. By leaving halfway through, that's not really representing the people that voted for her as a Greens MP. But that's not the rules, so Senator Cox doesn't actually have to do that. Senator Hanson-Young pointed out that it's quite ironic that the Labor Party is, you know, completely fine with what's happening here because she's moving to the Labor Party after carrying on quite a bit when Fatima Payman left the Labor Party almost this time last year. So there's certainly a double standard in the response to this. The Prime Minister says that it's a good thing because it means he gets more senators.
Well,
so of course it's a good thing.
Well, just on that, having more senators, does that mean it's easier for him to get legislation through the Senate? Does it make any difference?
No, largely it doesn't change anything.
Okay.
It means that there's like a weird situation where the government could maybe deal with just some of the crossbenchers and specifically the Liberal Party, or like there's a really weird sort of arithmetic that you could do there, but they're not going to do that. So it's really by and large inconsequential. The Greens still hold the same balance of power that they did before. I think one of the other things that's worth mentioning as well, that there were internal reviews about allegations of bullying from within Dorinda Cox's staff.
Okay.
She's had quite a high turnover of staff while she's been in office, and the investigations that were going into those complaints have actually stopped because they were done by the Greens Party and now she isn't belonging to them. So it's now up to Labor to field those concerns. Prime Minister says those have been dealt with, so I suppose we'll find out as the years go on.
Noah, question for you, and take it on notice if you can't answer it right now. One thing that I don't understand about the Prime Minister on that big gas project that was announced, keeps saying that we need it for cheaper gas and for gas being a transition fuel during the move to renewables. But my understanding is that gas is all going to be exported.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why he keeps saying that it's for the transition when it's not. Maybe the transition of overseas economies.
Yeah, well, yes, that does kind of raise an interesting point. And it's one that the Nationals have also raised, saying, well, isn't it better that gas is being exported to these countries that are some of the largest emitters in the world when it would be black coal otherwise? So there's like this kind of, yay, it's lesser of two evils. Look at us go helping. But yes, at the same time, it won't directly help our transition in terms of the gas as the medium point. So it is very strange. And also bear in mind that even the fact that it is in Western Australia means that for the entire East Coast, you'd still need to be building import terminals for gas because we don't have the infrastructure.
Noah, let's go down to Tasmania. What's going? That sounds juicy. What's going on down there?
I know. The poor little island state that we totally don't forget about, they are finally getting wildly interesting. So their budget was handed down just last week and it was not looking good. It's been labelled the worst budget in Tasmanian history because of a few major elements. Obviously, the AFL stadium at Macquarie Point in Hobart has been the main contentious issue. And of course, the whole Spirit of Tasmania ferry debacle, for lack of a better word. The whole thing's blowing out by over $1 billion and it shows deficits for absolutely ages ahead. So with that in mind, the Labor opposition went forward and put and tabled a no confidence motion in the Premier, essentially saying that you should not, like, no one's going to support this. You should not have this job. And so that was finally passed today, this afternoon, about an hour ago, by one vote. And that one vote was the Speaker, which the Speaker doesn't vote unless it comes down to an even split. So she got to give a bit of a speech and then said, look, I'm not going to go against my party because the Speaker is Labor. She said, yeah, obviously I'm going to vote with Labor, and yep, off it goes. So now the Premier says that he's going to call an election. And now he could have just resigned. He didn't want to do that because he thought he'd call the bluff of Labor, because they could have also put the no confidence motion in the whole party and not just the leader. So now Jeremy Rockliffe is going to call an election just 15 months after their last election, and it'll be the fourth in 7 years them. And he's labelled it the election Tasmanians don't want and that they can't afford. So good on him, I guess. So, yes, we don't know the full details of that. There's talk of still needing to pass, you know, essential government services, supply things from the budget to keep things going in the meantime. But, I mean, it is a large spanner in the works.
Does it? What are the implications for the AFL team down there?
Well, it certainly comes across as uncertain. I mean, Labor has said that they support the AFL stadium down there as well. So it realistically, at a broad level, things don't change too much, but purely the timing of things is very different. So legislation that was supposed to get it going was supposed to be put forward in the coming weeks. If they're going to an election, obviously that gets blown out. And if the next parliament looks completely different, there's no guarantee that would pass very easily. So certainly delays, no guarantee of a team by 2028 at this stage.
Noah, before we run out of time, just quickly, you've been covering the Australia-US relationship in your podcast. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so our little podcast From Pillar to Post. Oh, look it up in every good place. this week we're looking at how the Australian-US relationship has changed in the last 6 months, not just across, you know, the defence and security impacts and the trade impacts, but we're also looking at how the arts have been affected and, you know, place communities like Alice Springs, you know, living right next door to Pine Gap. So it's certainly been an interesting sort of change as, you know, Australia tries to exist by itself a bit more and look more to nearby neighbours and also further afield to Europe. So it's interesting. Listen to it in full tomorrow and you'll get more answers.
Noah, great to chat with you. As always, you're going to take us out with a song. What have you picked this week and why?
Well, I've picked an absolute banger. It's Don't Leave Me This Way by Thelma Houston, which, fun fact, I'm going to ruin this for everyone, has the same beginning as Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie by Baccarat.
I love both of them.
I know, great. And here's, well, one of them, so technically both.
So who are we saying not to leave this way? Tasmania?
Dorinda Cox. Who knows? Everyone. Off you go.
Thanks, Noah. Catch you next time. It's Noah Seckham, federal politics reporter with the Community Radio Network, joins us every Thursday here on Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.